The South Australian Ombudsman has found SA is the only state or territory that still uses spit hoods in youth detention centres. They're face coverings that are put on to prevent someone from spitting at or biting others. The Ombudsman's investigation has also found that the use of the device in youth detention settings is unreasonable and unjust. That spurred the SA government into action. They say they'll outlaw the practice next year, but advocacy groups and lawyers say that's not soon enough. Oliver Gordon reports.
3 years ago, this Four Corners investigation stunned Australia.
There you go. Yep, no worries. All right, you keep chilling out, yeah? We'll come back.
Footage from inside a detention facility shows 17-year-old Dylan Voller in a spit hood, chained to a chair, surrounded by three prison guards. It led to instant condemnation by then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the establishment of a Royal Commission.
I have announced that we will establish, in cooperation with the Northern Territory Government, a Royal Commission to inquire into those events.
By the end of 2016, the commission was in motion and spit hoods were not in use in any state, except for one, South Australia. Now, a report by the Ombudsman in that state has shown that between 2016 and 2019, the devices were used in 12% of cases where force was used to control young people in detention. The report has shocked Dylan Voller's former lawyer, Peter O'Brien.
It's astounding. It is truly astounding that after the Royal Commission in the Northern Territory, involving all the footage and all the understanding of what happened to those kids up there, that a place like South Australia would think it wise to implement a policy or lawful use of such a barbaric piece of equipment on children.
SA Minister for Human Services Michelle Lensink told the ABC the government saw the situation in Dondale but decided not to act.
Of course, we were aware of the shocking situation in the Northern Territory Centre at Dondale. I asked to be provided with information about all of the Royal Commission recommendations. One of the recommendations in there was to ban the use of spit hoods, and the government's response at the time, which was in 2016, is that they are only ever used in limited situations.
But she's had a change of heart and will now join the rest of the country in outlawing the practice.
We will be banning the use of spit hoods in the youth detention centre from September 2020.
It's a move welcomed by civil liberties advocate Claire O'Connor.
It's fantastic that they're taking on board what has been said. I would be very surprised if they continue to use them at all in the next 12 months.
She says there needs to be a rethink of the way behaviour is managed in the facility.
What they're going to have to do is not just phase them out, but the most important thing is to train workers in relation to how to control and modify the behaviour of young people that are in that detention environment.
In the 3 years the report was being compiled, 62% of young people locked up were Indigenous. Co-chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, Cheryl Axelby, says this must be taken into account when reading the results.
There is a lot that the South Australian Government can do now to medically reduce the risk of further traumatising young Aboriginal children in the system.
Ms Axelby says she's tired of waiting for the state government to reform youth detention.
Why we continue to need to have Commonwealth leadership sitting across states and territories on such issues.
For Peter O'Brien, who represented Dylan Voller after Dondale in one of the country's most important youth detention cases, this conversation is all too familiar.
Well, I think lawyers ought to be very vigilant, making sure that children's rights are protected. And if children have been had excessive force used against them, the state should be held accountable and lawyers should be suing on those children's behalf.
Lawyer Peter O'Brien, Oliver Gordon with that report.